Thanks so much for joining us as we have our second day of Advent, preparing for Jesus, Luke chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife is advanced in years." The angel had just told Zechariah that he and his wife Elizabeth, they were going to be parents. And Zechariah said, "I'm an old man and my wife is advanced in years. How's this going to be?" And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God." I always love that. "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. Behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." By this time in their lives, Zechariah and Elizabeth had given up any hope of having children. They were well past their childbearing years. When an angel appeared and promised a child, Zechariah found the news hard to believe. Sometimes even news from an angel seems far-fetched. Zechariah told the angel that he was too old to have children, along with his wife, and boldly asked, "How in the world is this going to happen?" The angel didn't miss words. He was quick to share his credentials. "I am Gabriel, a name that means mighty man of God. I stand in the presence of God." Now, Zechariah was trembling. He realized that the angel written about in the Old Testament book of Daniel was the one speaking to him. Gabriel, who stood in the presence of God, was confirming the message that was from God. And to prove that the promise was true, Gabriel explained to Zechariah that he would not be able to speak until the baby was born. Some promises from God are hard to believe, aren't they? In fact, many, like this one, a baby born to parents past childbearing age, are outside the realm of human experience and explanation. Christmas is filled with such miracles. Just think about it. An angel appearing to Mary, a baby born to a virgin, Joseph's dream not to put Mary away, not to divorce her. Angels appearing to the shepherds, that star that led the wise men to Jesus. Christmas is filled with miracles. Would you expect anything less when God took on flesh and lived among us? Father, thank you for the miracle of Christmas. Thank you for the miracles of Christmas. Thank you for bolstering my belief and strengthening my faith. Thank you for giving me the proof I need for the inevitable challenges ahead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, parents, have your children write a story about one of the Christmas miracles. We've talked about a few of them today. Have your child write a story about one of the Christmas miracles, and then we'd love for you to share that story with us at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.